Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Now, I know that you have lived in many different places around the world.
Yes, that's right.
Could you tell me which is the nicest place you have lived in?
That's very difficult to answer because I've been lucky enough to live in several really interesting countries and in really nice houses in those countries. But I think I would have to say my flat in Cairo in Egypt was the one that stands out.
Why is that?
Because it was right on the River Nile and had an enormous balcony looking right over the river.
How big was the balcony?
Absolutely huge. It's probably about, I don't know, maybe 20 meters long.
Wow.
Wide enough to have two sets of furniture, two tables and chairs around, and it had a bar at one end that was built for me, and lots of plants. And at night, the boats would cruise up and down on the river, playing Arabic music, with all the Egyptians on the upper deck of the boats dancing and having a really good time. And it was really nice just to invite friends around to sit on the balcony and have a drink and look out at this really nice scene. So that was fun.
That sounds lovely.
Mm. Jackie, you've lived in lots of places abroad as well. Where's the nicest place you've ever lived?
I think the nicest place I've lived in was when I was a volunteer in Africa. I lived in Malawi for 3 years, and I was very surprised when they said that I was living in a three-bedroom bungalow in a very small town. I had expected something quite basic, I suppose, and I got this lovely bungalow, which I shared with another volunteer. And the nicest thing about the house was the garden. It was a huge garden, and although we had a gardener who tried to grow things, it really looked after itself, and it was full of wonderful exotic trees like pawpaws and hibiscus and bougainvillea and lots of trees that I didn't know the names of, and lots of strange animals, including monkeys as well, and baboons we had living in the garden. So that made the place very special for me. So that was the nicest place I lived in.
That sounds really nice. I'm very envious, actually. I stayed in Ghana in West Africa for 3 months and also had a really beautiful garden, but no monkeys. But the maid used to do the washing and hang my clothes to dry on all the bushes, so sometimes I would come home and the whole garden would be covered in shirts and trousers all over all the bushes. That was very nice.
Could you describe what would be your ideal home?
I went to live in Greece for 3 years. And I used to travel to the islands quite a lot, and it was very cheap in those days. And I think ever since then, I've had this sort of dream of having a little whitewashed traditional stone house on an island in the Aegean. Very plain, with a terrace outside, flooded with sunshine, wooden floors, very little furniture. And that's really it, just this very nice little house flooded with the light of the Aegean. Maybe one day I will still do something about that. I don't know.
That sounds lovely. Thank you very much, Steve.